Hi, this is Bill Satterlee, along with my co-host Kent Lindquist. We'll bring you 2 hours tonight of mainstream jazz, so sit back and relax, and I'm going to kick this off with a Jazz Heritage Jazz Collection Volume 2 with a number of different groups. I've chosen to play Milt Jackson doing a tune entitled The Harem, featuring him on the Vibes, Cedar Walton on piano, Bob Crenshaw on bass, Kenny Washington on drums, Percy Heath sax, and then it would be James Moody on flute. So let's listen to their rendition of a tune entitled The Harem.
Thank you.
Milt Jackson with a fine tenor solo of Jimmy Heath doing a tune entitled The Harem.
Bill, I'm going to continue tonight with the second part of my two-part salute to the Lighthouse All-Stars. Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse All-Stars was a distinguished group of West Coast jazz players that was formed in 1949 and finally disbanded in 1962. The All-Star lineup performed weekly at the Lighthouse Cafe in Hermosa Beach, California. And from 49 to 62, they consisted mainly of Howard Ramsey on bass, Frank Rosolino on trombone, Bon Evolson on vibes, valve trombone, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Bob Gordon on baritone sax, Richard Kamuk on tenor sax, Bob Cooper on tenor sax. The names go on and on. I won't repeat them all. Throw a few more in there. Bud Shank on alto sax, Red Mitchell on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, and Milt Bernhardt from Valparaiso on trombone. I'm going to kick this thing off with a live rendition of a Shorty Rogers tune called Morgan Davis. It was cut in February of 1953, and you're going to hear Shorty Rogers, Major Ferguson on trumpet, Milt Bernhardt on trombone, Jufri and Cooper on saxes. Hampton Hawes on piano. Let's listen to Morgan Davis. Thank you. Swinger called Morgan Davis, written by Shorty Rogers. That was the Lighthouse All-Stars from February 1953 at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California.
I'm going to play something from a prestige album entitled The Hawk Relaxes, featuring Coleman Hawkins. And he's on tenor, backed up by Ronnell Bright on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Ron Carter bass, and Andrew Silly, C-Y-R-I-L-L-E on drums, doing a tune entitled I'll Never Be the Same. Thank you. mighty fine tenor sax playing by Coleman Hawkins doing I'll Never Be the Same.
Okay, now we're going to continue our salute to the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars playing at the Lighthouse at Hermosa Beach, California. All those years, this is a little swinger called Witch Doctor Number 2, written by tenor sax man Bob Cooper, who was a regular at the Lighthouse. And the lineup included Rossellino on trombone, Bob Shank on alto sax and flute, Bob Cooper on tenor, Claude Williamson on piano. Let's listen to Witch Doctor Number 2. Thank you. All right, that was a great kind of a Latin-type swinger called Witch Doctor Number 2, written by Bob Cooper. That was the Lighthouse All-Stars. In fact, it featured Bob Cooper on tenor sax and Bud Shank on flute doing Witch Doctor Number 2.
Great, I love it. What would the show be like without a little Count Basie? I'm going to play something from an LRC Jazz Sampler Volume Number 1 that features 15 different groups. The liner notes don't say who's playing with him, but it's a big band sound, and the name of the tune is Hitting 12. Wish I could tell you who was playing that instrument, but I can't tell you. This was a recording that was done live in Europe. It doesn't say where in Europe it occurred. And the name of the tune again is Hitting 12.
With our ongoing tribute to the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars, we're going to do a nice, easy little swinger called Mood for Lighthouse. Here again, it's our prolific tenor sax man, Bob Cooper, who wrote this little composition, and we've got, again, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Bud Shank on flute, Claude Williamson on piano, and let's listen to Mood for Lighthouse. The Lighthouse All-Stars doing Bob Cooper's composition Mood for the Lighthouse. And so we'll continue our salute as we go through the next this hour and the next hour and give you some more swinging sessions by the Lighthouse All-Stars.
We've played a lot of live music, live with an audience behind it, and I'm going to go ahead and do that again with my next cut. This, again, is from the LRC Jazz Sampler Volume Number 1. And as I said earlier, they don't give us any indication who the artists are. But the main artist is Thelonious Monk and Max Roach on a European tour doing a tune entitled Blue Monk.
Thank you.
was very un-monk-like. He was kind of in the background and faded away. And we've identified the trumpet player as Clark Terry. So it's kind of like it was a Clark Terry concert. I'm sure that changed before it was all over. Anyhow, that was a European tour they took. And the name of the tune again is Blue Monk.
All right, we're going to continue now with the Lighthouse All-Star Salute. This is, for a change, not something that was cut live at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach. This is cut in the studio. It's one of the few studio albums they cut. It was called Jazz Rolls Royce, the Lighthouse All-Stars Plus 10, which gives you an indication this was actually the only big band LP or CD that was done by the Lighthouse All-Stars. You had the basic group of Bob Cooper on tenor, Ross Lean on trombone, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Victor Feldman on piano and vibes, one of my favorites, Howard Ramsey on bass, Stan Levy on drums, and then they added 10 more musicians. I'm not going to name them all, but they included people like Pete Condoli and Milt Bernhardt for a total of about 16, 17 musicians, and this is the only album I know of where Lighthouse All-Stars played as a big band. And let's listen to a Bob Cooper composition called Coop Salutes the Co-op. We'll be right back. That was the Lighthouse All-Stars Big Band, the only big band item I've ever run across by the Lighthouse All-Stars on an album called Jazz Royals Rice. The Lighthouse All-Stars Plus 10, and included Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Rossellino on trombone, Stu Ibsen on trumpet, and then they added 10 additional artists to fill out the big band's session, and that was a Bob Cooper composition called Coop Salutes the Co-op.
I want to, for my last number before I do that, tell you to relax, listen to a little five-minute break. I'm going to finish up the first hour and stay tuned for the second hour because we have a lot of great music to do for you. I'm going to play something from the LRC Jazz Sampler Volume Number 4, and I did feature Clark Terry on my last tune that I played. This time I'm going to feature Harry Sweets Edison. He's with Jonah Jones doing a tune entitled It Don't Mean a Thing.